Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 513, Andy and Alan. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the Mayberry Trivia book by Scott Hopkins. There's 1,500 questions about the Andy Griffith Show in that great book. You can flip through and have some fun, so go check that out. Or maybe it's cold, it's winter time, unless you're in Tampa, Florida. You might want a Floyd's Mayberry Barbershop sweatshirt. Got to have something to stay warm, so head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 513 are Susan and Wynn Arnold. Susan and Wynn Arnold. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to be here with you in Mayberry. Starting the year off here in 2019, as this is being recorded, just getting more and more Mayberry fun. At least that's what I'm trying to do. Tonight's episode is called Andy and Alan. Well, I'm playing a trick on you. It's not me. I'm not talking about me. It's spelled Andy, of course, like Andy Griffith, and Alan, A-L-L-E-N. Well, that's not how I spell my name. You know, people spell it wrong all the time, but it's Alan as in Steve Allen. That's right. It's because this is what we received recently. Now, I should, before I go on any further, stick around, because after we get through with all this stuff, we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. But our first little bit of information comes from a great source, Dixie Griffith. Have you ever heard that name before? Griffith. Seems familiar. That's right. Dixie is Andy's daughter. And back in January the 6th of 2019, about a week ago, she wrote me and said, "Hey, Alan, are you familiar with the Amazon Prime show called The Marvelous Miss Maisie? Maisel. I don't know how you say her name. I'm not familiar with the show." But I did look it up. The Marvelous Miss Maisel. I don't know how you say her name. But however you say her name, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's on Amazon Prime, because a lot of you folks probably do watch this show. I watch the Andy Griffith Show. That's what I watch. Anyway, Dixie goes on to say, "A friend told me about a special appearance in the second episode of the second season. It's called Midway to Midtown is the name of the episode. Okay. About 20 minutes into the episode, you see a television playing in the background. And during a scene where Steve Allen introduces my dad, he enters and tells a joke and then exits." She said, "It's wonderful. Pass it on. Happy New Year, Dixie." So, wow, is that not cool to get that? We had a Mayberry sighting by Andy's daughter, Dixie, and she passed it along here to the podcast. So I went out, for you only, of course, I went out and was able to find the clip that she's talking about. So let's go and check this out. Now, hopefully this won't get us in any kind of trouble. It's just a little clip from this episode. All right, so let me play this for you. Here we go.
Here comes one with Andy Griffith, bringing it in. Andy Griffith.
They sent up two mice in a space rocket, and they lost them both.
I heard about those. Too bad. How do they plan to find them again?
Well, they got it figured out, Steve. They figured they're going to launch a cat.
A cat.
Thank you,
Andy. Here's the back of the room. Now, here comes the
fire. So that's it. So he said, he said he had heard that they had sent two mice up into space in a space rocket and lost them. And they were figuring out a way to go and find them. And Steve said, how are they going to do that? He said, they're going to send up a cat. That was it. That's Andy. But that was really great. That's a great clip. So, again, that's in the second episode of the second season of Maisel. I'm not sure. Marvelous Miss Maisel. Let's say it that way. You guys can figure it out. Maisel. It's on Amazon Prime if you got to go check it out. And I believe it's about a comedian back in the 50s and 40s and 50s, that time frame, where she was one of the first female comedians trying to break in as a comedian. That's what I believe the show is about. But I have not watched it. I only watched that part that we just were able to hear and see. So you guys that are listening to just the audio version, you might want to go and check out the video version this week if you'd like to see some of these things we're going to be talking about. So thank you so much, Dixie. You know, that is really neat to see. Now, because of that, I started looking at some more stuff about Steve Allen. Now, you guys may or may not remember that back in, August of 2014, I did a podcast episode that was called Elvis, Andy, Steve, and I'm a Gene. Now, that episode is also is about a clip from the Steve Allen show in which Elvis and Andy and Steve Allen, of course, and Imogen Coca appeared together. So you might want to go check out that's episode number 294. The link will be in the show notes. You can go and watch that whole episode where we give that information and show more about it. But I also found some other things. So evidently Andy appeared fairly regularly on the Steve Allen show. And I'm assuming it's the Steve Allen show. It could have been the Tonight Show with Steve Allen, but I believe it's the Steve Allen show. So I found this one where he had decided to become, well, he had a summer job. So here's Andy on the Steve Allen show.
Yes, I don't know whether you know what one is or not.
No.
A marriage counselor is a fella that, he's nosy.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed it.
Uh-huh. Tell me, Annie, who was your first client?
My wife, Steve.
Your own wife?
Yes, well, I didn't charge her anything.
Oh, I see.
No, and I have enjoyed it. Like I say, it's interesting. The folks come in, the couples, and, you know, they tell you how they're not getting along too good, mm-hmm. how he gets on her nerves, and how she gets on his nerves, and, you know, generally how they just can't stand one another.
Yeah. Well, in a case like that, what do you usually say to them?
I generally tell them to divorce, Steve.
So that was from 1956 is when that actual clip is from. And that was from Steve Allen's show. And I found one other one also from 1956. So, and maybe Andy did more of these. These were just the ones I was able to find fairly quickly. And so here's another one. This is, this is again Andy on Steve Allen's show, another episode. It's a different episode, not the same one, where he's out just telling stories. So let's go and hear this one.
But Romeo didn't go straight home.
Uh-oh.
No, he didn't. He went out and hid in the yard and waited till everybody left the party. And then when they had all went, he got up and looked around. And he seen this light come on over yonder.
Yeah.
And he says to himself, he says, hark. He said, no, they said hark a whole lot better. He says, hark, what light by yonder winder shines.
Winder shines.
Winder shines.
Yeah.
Well, that's an old Elizabethan expression.
Yeah.
Well, right then, Juliet stepped out of her bedroom window onto this stoop,
uh-huh.
And she gave a soliloquy.
Right.
And somewhere in it, she says, Romeo, Romeo. She says, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Uh-huh.
And he popped up and says, I'm right here.
I'm right here. So those are just a couple of clips. I was looking around to find more, and there may be more. And if I find more, I'll be glad to share them with you. But those were at least three clips from Andy being on the Steve Allen show. And it makes me wonder if the clip that we saw from the Marvelous Miss Maisel, I wish I'd have looked our name up. I should have listened to how you say it. Maisel. I think it's Maisel. Let's say it that way. That clip was also from 1956, because it looks like maybe Andy appeared several times. Now, it also made me wonder, because he was talking about being a marriage counselor, and that was in 1956. I wonder if the Fred and Jenny Boone episode of the Andy Griffith Show was somewhat related to Andy's comedy routines. I wonder if there are other episodes that are related. Obviously, the Romeo and Juliet that he was doing in that last one, he did on an episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Hark, what light through yonder window breaks? Yonder window. Yeah, so, I just wonder how many little ideas for episodes of the Andy Griffith Show may have come from Andy's routines, stories that he may have told as a comedian, or things that they worked into the show, because I know there were a few. So anyway, just something to be on the lookout for. This might be something to start watching for, something new here on the Two Chairs, No Waiting podcast. So that's really all I have about that. But I want to thank Dixie Griffith for taking time to write me and point this out and get me started down this line of investigation. So that's good. So if you enjoyed this, you might want to go back, as I said, and listen to episode number 294, because that's about Elvis, Andy, and Steve. Now, it's a pretty funny routine where they're cowboys. Elvis is a cowboy. Andy's a cowboy. They're all cowboys and doing silly stuff. It's a silly one. But that is in there as well. And again, if you're only an audio listener, you might want to go and check out the video version. All right. Now, let's head over now and hear from our roving reporter. And as he's told me before, he's the only roving reporter, Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Bob Denver may be better known as a bumbling castaway on a tropical island, but he also once appeared in Mayberry. Bob was born in New Rochelle, New York, but his family moved to the town of Brownwood in the heart of Texas, which is where he was raised. He actually studied political science at Loyola, but while there acted in college productions. One of his classmates was Dwayne Hickman, who also later became an actor. After graduation, Bob taught math and history at a Catholic high school in Pacific Palisades in California. He made his television debut in a small part in the war series about a submarine fleet titled The Silent Service. He appeared in his first film, the military comedy A Private's Affair, in 1959. While he continued to teach, he secured an audition for a new show called The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. Even though the show starred his old college friend Dwayne Hickman, Bob secured his audition because his sister was a secretary on the production lot. Bob was cast as Dobie's beatnik friend, Maynard G. Krebs, though he always said the G was silent. The character became wildly popular and is the other character for which Bob is best remembered. Maynard had a goatee, spoke hip language, and had an unkempt look in keeping with the stereotype of a beatnik. Bob played Maynard from 1959 through the show's entire run, which ended in 1963. Bob appeared as a guest star in several series, including his only dramatic role as a doctor in an episode of the series Dr. Kildare. In the episode, the cast also included Barbara Eden and Ken Berry. Bob was next cast, of course, as Gilligan, the incompetent but lovable first mate of the Minnow, in the series Gilligan's Island. CBS was anxious to have him seen as much as possible before the new series started, which led him to guest star in two of the network's popular series. In 1964, he appeared in The Danny Thomas Show and The Andy Griffith Show. The character of Charlene Darling's husband, Dud Wash, had previously been played twice by Hoke Howell. The network insisted Bob play the role in the character's third appearance in the episode Divorce Mountain Style. Mayberry fans undoubtedly would have preferred to see Hoke play the role again, but one can't blame Bob for complying with that which his new employer insisted. That fall, Gilligan's Island premiered. The show was trashed by the critics, but was popular, ranking in the top 20 its first season. The series ran for 3 seasons, but gained even wider popularity in syndication, often airing in the time slot right after kids would come home from school. By the way, the theme song for the show during the first season did not name Mary Ann or the Professor, simply referring to them as The Rest. Afterward, it was changed to The Professor and Mary Ann, thanks to Bob. When he wanted them included in the theme song, the producer said it couldn't be done due to contractual agreements with the other actors. Bob pointed out that he had top billing, and then insisted the name Gilligan come at the end. The producers capitulated and changed the song. Bob starred in another less successful series, The Good Guys, from 1968 to 1970. He appeared in 3 TV movie sequels to Gilligan's Island and 2 animated spinoffs. He also reprised Maynard G. Krebs in 2 Dobie Gillis reunion TV movies. Bob appeared as a guest star in series such as Love American Style and Fantasy Island, and played the Gilligan character in other series occasionally, such as on ALF and The New Gidget. In 2005, Bob underwent heart bypass surgery and was receiving treatment for cancer. That fall, he passed away from complications of pneumonia. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Randy, thank you so much. Guys, if you don't want to miss any of what Randy's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. That's right, turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you are notified of all the great stuff that he's doing around Mayberry. So thank you, Randy. Bob Denver, Andy Griffith Show and the Gilligan's Island, completely different kinds of shows. And when I was young, I actually loved Gilligan's Island. I used to watch it every day when I came home from school. It was definitely not the same as Andy Griffith's show, but I'm not going to dress up like a girl, and you can't make me. You can't make me. You can't make me. Has always stuck in my head because he was dressed up like a girl by that last You Can't Make Me. Gilligan was. And Gilligan was just always so stupid. It just, wow. But there's so many things I remember from Gilligan's Island. And I was more, you know, that's one of the questions I think that you're supposed to ask any guy, I guess my age, is do you like, which would it be? Would it be Ginger or Mary Ann? That's always been the thing I've always heard. Because then you understand what kind of guy he is. So I'm not telling. Because I don't know what it means. So, anyway, Bob Denver, Hocal was dud, no doubt. And I don't begrudge the fact that Bob Denver himself, not his fault, as Randy pointed out, that he replaced Hoke as dud. But it was a shock. It was a shock to the group. A shock to the group to have a different character, a different person playing the character. And I missed Hoke. Hoke was just... He was a better dud. There's no doubt. I don't know if that's a compliment, come to think of it. But Bob Denver, I got to meet him one time. Very nice fella. Got his autograph. And it was fun to meet him. All right. That is all I have from you guys tonight, except I want to mention that we are having the second... I don't know if it's going to be annual. We're having the second Two Chairs No Waiting meetup coming up on February the 15th through the 16th here in Huntsville. So if you would like to attend, I guess you can send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com or yeah, you need to. It's what I'm being told by Snerdly here in the back. That we need an email or something to let us know if you're coming. Now, what this is, for those that don't know, the Two Chairs Meetup is here at our house. So you get to come here to headquarters, to Two Chairs No Waiting headquarters, and visit and get to look around at all the stuff that's on the walls behind me that you can see if you're watching the video. And last year, we didn't have that many, and I don't expect that many to come because it's right after Valentine's Day. It's the middle of winter. Do not expect anyone to come, but I have about, I think we've already heard from 4 or 6 people. about six people that are coming. So if you would, if you'd like to attend, please let us know. So we'll know we're not got too many people coming. We can handle quite a few, but you'll get to come and sit around here. And, what was that? We will have to have a cutoff if there's too many. Yeah. So we will. So definitely want to make sure that you guys tell us, if you're coming or not. So, we'd like to get a number so we'd have some idea about food and stuff, but we're going to order food here, but basically we'll be eating here. It's not the same as the Mayberry meetup that's going to be coming up in July. So definitely want to make sure that you understand the difference between this one and the Mayberry meetup. Now the Mayberry meetup is coming up in July. The 19th and 20th of July. So also for that meetup, you want to go ahead and get your reservations if you'd like to stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn, if there are any rooms left, because that has gone very quickly. That'll be the weekend that Betty Lynn will be signing autographs on Friday. And Neil Brower will be doing his Mayberry 101 class what's it going to be on? Does it tell? Second summer? He'll be doing it on the education of Ernest T. Bass. That's what it's going to be on. Now, if you don't know that, it's because you haven't got the bullet yet, the e-bullet. So make sure you go out and check the e-bullet. If you go to imayberry.com, there's a link right on the top about the e-bullet. We will cover some of the information in the e-bullet next week here on the podcast. But I wanted to give it a week or two of being out online so everybody could go and check it out for themselves. So, again, two meetups coming up if you're interested. We have the Two Chairs No Waiting meetup coming up here in Huntsville, Alabama on February the 15th and 16th. And we need to get information from you if you are planning to attend. We need to hear from you. And then coming up in July, which currently we don't really have to hear from you about this one at this point, but July 19th and 20th in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Okay, so get you a reservation. Doesn't have to be at the Mayberry Motor Inn, but if you want to stay there, you can, if there's room. But you can definitely drop by there in the evenings and watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show with us and just have a good time. Last year it rained on us, but we have some plans. So if it does rain, I think we can still pull this off. Okay, so it's going to be more like a drive-in theater because I've acquired a device that will let me transmit the audio of the episodes that we're watching on FM radio. And you can pull your car up and watch the screen and listen to the episodes. And it won't be the same, but it'd still be kind of fun. Hopefully it won't rain. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. Again, February 15th and 16th and July the 19th and 20th is the Mayberry meetup. Okay, so love to hear from you. You can let me know if you're coming. You need to. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Okay, let me know if you're coming to the Two Chairs No Waiting meetup. And if not, we'll probably try to do some live streams. So you'll be able to watch it live, maybe. We didn't do that last time, but I'll try to pull it off this time. All right? All right, guys. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought about the episode. Thank you to Dixie Griffith for her inputs, and thank you for Randy Turner for his. Folks, thank you for being here. We appreciate you being here and Mayberry with me. It's always a lot of fun. Until next time, we'll be right here waiting on you here at twochairsnowaiting.com. See you guys.